Derek Gagnon, who is the Community Relations Specialist for the Wildfire Management Branch Forestry Division of Alberta Agriculture and Forestry. Derek, thank you very much for taking the time for us. First of all, comments on the fact that fire season is starting and has started. How much do we need to be careful again in 2020?
Well, it's something that going forward, we're encouraging the people of Alberta to always remain careful whenever they're using the Forest Protection Area of Alberta, just because there is that ongoing risk of wildfire that can especially be prominent early on in the season, such as in May and June, when the leaves and the grasses haven't quite greened up quite yet, and everything's a little still dry and really susceptible to sparks and fire. So we always encourage people to get out there and enjoy themselves, but to do so responsibly and to do so just keeping in mind that wildfires can happen.
There is still a little bit of snow on the ground here, Derek. Is that an asset or a hindrance heading into fire season right now?
The longer the snow sticks around and the longer that we can see moisture on the ground, that's going to be a bit of an asset. I don't really know how much snow we got compared to average throughout the province this winter, but the more snow we can get as well as the more rain we can get during the spring encourages that green up, encourages that growth so that we don't have those dry conditions that you might see if there is a really fast melt and then a long period with cooler temperatures where there isn't any rain and everything just kind of stays dead and dry. So what we want to see is more moisture on the ground, keeping things a little damper. It's not exactly the weather that Albertans are going to want to see, cooler weather temperatures, but it's what keeps us from fighting bigger wildfires.
With last year happening, unfortunately, in northwestern Alberta, specifically, I guess, in high level with the big fire up there, how heightened are authorities right now, especially, and how heightened does the authorities and the public need to be heading into this year?
It's still something that people need to keep an eye out as things warm up and we head into spring, that we want people to make sure that they are being vigilant about what they're doing in the forest protection area. During the spring, we don't see a lot of lightning, so when we do see wildfires, the overwhelming majority of the time, they're human-caused, and that doesn't necessarily mean that they're intentionally caused, but there's accidents, there's negligence, and there's different ways that people can start wildfires, and if there are those dry conditions, they can spread to be very large. We typically see our biggest wildfires earlier on in the season. The Chuck Egg Creek wildfire near High Level last year, the Slave Lake wildfires, the fires near Fort McMurray. Those were all something that started in early May, and it's something that seems to catch people a little by surprise is that it's that early in the season, but that is the norm. And we just want people to be aware and vigilant when they're out there.
How possible is it that it could fires could start from winter burns held over?
There is that possibility, and that's something that we are monitoring going into the spring, is that some of those fires that were really big last year, they burn really hot and intense. They can penetrate quite deep down into the soil and just kind of smolder there all winter. So what we do is we make sure that we're going back and we're scanning known hotspots, but we keep also looking for any other potential hotspots so that if they do pop up again, we can respond quickly and just extinguish them as soon as possible. We saw it even in British Columbia last year where there were fires that popped up again a year after they had started. So it's something to definitely keep an eye on.
Permits are needed, Derek, to have fires in the forest protection area. Just in case the unforeseen does happen in 2020, Derek, are the resources ready?
Well, we're always recruiting and training resources, making sure that we're spread out and ready for when fire season really gets going, as well as we have mutual aid agreements in place with municipalities around the province, as well as other agreements, including with the Americans, with various other countries around the world. Last year, we were fortunate enough to receive help from Mexico and South Africa as well. So we have the resources here at home, and if things get bad enough, we can also call for help from outside.
Derek, I appreciate your time. I thank you very much for this.
Thanks, Keith.